the importance of training for all the new hospitalists. And there are things that you might not learn elsewhere that you need to know as a hospitalist, just traditionally is not part of the training. How do you see, in terms of like administration and other kinds of things like that, you certainly need to be doing in the background? Do you see that kind of improving, and how do you see the field kind of tackling that issue?
Yeah. Well, I think just from a clinical perspective, I think current residency training actually prepares you fairly well to be a normal clinical hospitalist, right? And I say fairly well. What it doesn't typically do these days, and this may change over time to a degree as residency programs begin to put some of this stuff into their curriculum, but it typically doesn't train you about quality improvement, patient safety, teamwork, how best to work with the different types of clinicians and non-clinicians. It doesn't typically teach you about leadership, running a meeting, setting an agenda, those very, very practical things of leadership. So residencies don't tend to do those things. And all those things are very, very important to a well-run hospitalist program. So a well-run hospitalist program is just not a clinical service. It's a clinical service that sees patients, but also is heavily involved in quality improvement and leadership in the hospital. That's a well-run service. And so to have all those skills to make that a well-run service, you kind of have to get later.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some residency programs that are trying to instill teamwork into residency, and they're trying to instill more knowledge about patient safety and quality improvement, and trying to even get some basic leadership skills into residency, but there's always going to be this, at least for the foreseeable future, unless residency changes tremendously, there's always going to be this need for, I'll call it post-residency education.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really going to make the hospital's programs do great things.
In your own work, how does it generally work if you, I imagine that you simply, as a resident, wouldn't be able to get a job as a hospitalist unless you already have at least a certain a number of those skills, or just a natural propensity for those skills.
I think you can get a job as a hospitalist finishing residency, right? But you're certainly not going to be a leader in your hospital's group right away. If you want to be a leader within your group, you're going to need additional skills. Many groups also require that the hospitals not only do clinical work, but they get involved in some kind of quality improvement. And you're going to need to pick those skills up somewhere along the way.
Yeah, and is that pretty easily done on the job? I mean, I can't imagine it could be, as there's so much else to do just in patient care at a hospital.
You have to carve out time. I mean, that's literally what you have to do. And I think the best programs, the best hospitalist programs, or the better hospitals actually seek to provide some of that training. And it may be in small bits and pieces, like an hour or two a week in a class, or it may be they send people off for a week. But, I mean, that's expensive to take a doctor away from clinical service, for a week or even an hour or two a week. Somebody's got to pay for that. Some hospitals will do that knowing that they can move to another level, that they're ambitious and they would like to do something different. So some people will seek that training on their own and may even pay for it themselves. But the better programs see that as an opportunity to train them better and provide growth opportunities in the future.